Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Hey, put a spotlight on me. Now let me tell you.
Mike.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disru, brought to you by Amstel Malta. Okay. Today is Wednesday. I just wish it wasn't really, because there's so many other issues that I'd love to take on. For example, Lai Mohammed's statement and so on and so forth. But Dear Bumi is a Wednesday, and Dear Bumi we must have. And so I decided to make it a bit more exciting by calling this one. This edition is called The Return of the Stallion. All of you know Adeola Bankole is here with the Enfant Terrible. She's back here. Morning, Adeola. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine.
Yes, I'm going to watch what I say today because I don't want any of your wahala. Today is Wednesday. Today is also the last Wednesday of the month for those who are devotees of Miss Bumisho Fola. Today is Amala Day. You know, our group of friends meets every last Wednesday of the month in, you know, our residence home in Sule. And today's Amala Day is devoted to my very, very good friend and colleague from way back, Kenny Adamson. Kenny Adamson was one of Nigeria's very early cartoonists back in the day when cartoons matter. That culture is gone now. And he turned 70. How time flies. I just remember all of us in the punch with Bayo Odulano, all of us, Muiwa Aditiba. Anyway, we're going to be seeing all of them. They'll be there today. Today is a special Amala Day. So, Kenny, happy birthday. Happy birthday. I know there's traffic. Sulere is not a place to be. When I complained about the Lagos State Government construction, I remember when Desmond was here and he said, "But don't you want us to do anything?" But look at the plight of, you know, those who live in Sulere. There's construction going on at, what's it called, Babs Animal Sound. That whole place is on lockdown. Fair enough. The stadium is blocked. Okay, from Alaka is blocked. So what you have is those who want to go to Aguda, who would have gone through stadium because of Babs Animal Sound, all of them now come through Costain, through Eric Moore, you know, and all that way, because the stadium is also blocked. So it's bedlam. Bedlam. And if you want to go to Lagos, you can't find your way to Western Avenue. The road that leads to Yaba, that would have been an alternative, is also blocked. So I'm going to repeat my appeal to the Lagos State Government to please have what I will call a construction timetable. It's good that you want to do these things. Nobody is unhappy that you're doing these things, but if we could just do it in some kind of sequence. It looks as if the tenure of this gentleman will be known for road construction. Well, it looks as if the tenure of the current governor will be known for road construction. and we are going through hell, you know. But let's see how it goes. Maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel and we'll end up being beneficiaries. Right, let's get down to business. Jola, how are you? You've done this before many times. This will be your fifth. You have become a veteran. You have become a fellow of the Institute of Diabomi. You have become a emeritus professor in Diabomi affairs. You have become a you have become a vice chancellor of the University of Diabomi. Okay, let's look at the topics that we have today. How can I keep my friends during a relationship? I can't stay faithful to just one man. Ah, this one get problem. Why don't I want my wife anymore? What if her son Otisu? He shows little remorse for his betrayal. Yes. Oh, that's a rough name. She was very nasty when I complimented her figure. You know, happy self. He seems to like the woman who, you know, large fronts and so on and so forth. He said this one is very obsessed. So let's start with this one. Which one will I start with? Why I don't want my wife anymore. Does this sound familiar to you?
I think so.
You think that your husband would write in and say, I don't, he doesn't want you anymore?
No.
That's not going to happen.
That one won't happen now.
What gives you that guarantee?
I just know now.
What do you just know? He could be tired. For all you know, maybe if you call him to a corner now, he could be fed up.
Of
you? It's possible. These things do happen. He could be tired.
Yes, he could be tired, but not of me.
Can I ask another lady in this room that same question? Can you ask for me?
Since the lady is close to you, why can't
That's the reason. That's the reason why.
No, sincerely, this is unfair. Don't make me look like a dragon.
No. You know, it is a no-go area for some people. Or call me, my husband. I suffered with him. Women always suffer with their husbands. Whereas he wrote any.
Irony onto how?
What suffered? I suffered with him. When I met him, he had only a two-bedroom flat. Anyway, let me read the story.
Don't let me start with you yet.
Don't let me start with me. Okay. Anyway, this is written by a gentleman called Benga.
Okay.
Is that his... What are you looking...
I can't even look.
This is Benga. Okay, this is my Benga. Benga is in his early 40s and he's been married for over 12 years. In the last 4 years, he's had relationships with some other women, quite a few. And he says that my wife is a wonderful woman and a good mother to our four children. Kai, don't drop four. Bam. And although I care for her a great deal, I'm no longer in love with her. Our love life has been non-existent for a while now and was very irregular before then. The truth is that I no longer find her romantically appealing. We've discussed our problems but found no acceptable solutions. I'm racked with guilt as I fear I'm turning into some sort of pervert. I'm deeply unhappy in my marriage. What can he do, Professor?
He has said it now. I don't believe you must die in a marriage, Joe. And since he said they have attempted to work on it and it's not working,
he should just go.
For me,
okay. If as he discussed it with the woman, what do you think the woman could have done to see if they can still sustain the marriage? What do you think?
It depends on what they discussed. If it's about the...
If it's physical, for example, I always say it is always unfair for a man to think that his wife will stay the same way over the years. Mm-hmm. The least of it, of course, being that she would have had one or two children, so the body form is going to change anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's also unfair for the woman, too, to think that the man will stay the same way. You fed him, you've done all kinds of things. Oh, green bottom, low umbo. And you now complain that he has a large tummy. I mean, so there must be a compromise on that. I don't place too much of a premium on, though you must at least be clean and look healthy. I mean, don't be sloppy and stuff like that. But we don't know why this gentleman doesn't love his wife anymore. And he says he's not even in the mood to go near her.
Maybe he grew out of love now. I mean...
Can you grow out of love?
It happens. Don't you mean we are all human beings. Things happen. Like, all this one that he's saying to me, I think they are just excuses to...
No, not excuses. If he's no longer in love, he's no longer in love.
He has grown out of love.
No, I don't think that this one, no. I know people grow out of love.
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm not pointing at you. I'm pointing at the paper.
Hey, but I'm the one holding the paper.
No, you're not holding the paper. The paper is on the table.
I just wanted to be clear.
I don't think he fell out of love. The instances he gave, I think he didn't pay attention to his wife while she nursed the children. That's the vibes I'm getting. And that they grew apart. So while she was nursing the children, he was busy. Oh, you stay there. And now there's... If you don't... You see, it's like owning a garden. If you don't tend it, if you don't water it, it somebody doesn't grow.
Somebody else will tend it for you.
I think when he said, and he is tried other ladies. So he thinks, oh, I can do without this woman. Let her just cope with the children, which is what a lot of men do. I can go try other ladies, but the woman stays there and keeps the children. If he really wants to fix this, I think it can be fixed.
No, listen. He's quite clear when he says that... he's no longer in love with the woman.
I think it's an excuse. That's what I think.
He might not be in love with the woman. You see, Uncle Jimmy, you know that this is part of what we were discussing, that the stallion thing came up. If the woman now goes, the children are now older. They grow older, and he finds out that okay, this man has. She's been neglected while nurturing, like I said, they will nurture the home, nurture the everywhere. And she grows older, and then now she thinks it's time for me to take care of myself.
Maybe he never even loved the woman in the first instance.
Very possible.
It's possible.
Maybe he fell in love with an image. Let me explain what I mean. When he met this woman, she was probably very as thin as a rake, you know, nice, slim, whatever. Of course, after 4 children, she's not going to look the same again.
Oh, man, so don't look the same.
It could be because he says he can't even touch her. You know, that's what Abby. Well, he says he can't even touch her. He says, her love life has been non-existent for a while now.
Whose fault is that?
It's not a matter of whose fault it is. What it is what it is.
Yeah, but whose fault? If you want to fix it, you have to find where the problem comes from. And a lot of men marry a concept, not a person.
Women marry concept too.
Yeah, I know. It's on both sides.
Women marry concept.
I agree. Some women do. But most men marry a concept of a woman having children for them, not the person of that woman. You marry, it's time for me to have children. So who's the most available that looks readily pleasing?
No, I don't think I would generalize. You do have...
No, I didn't say everybody.
What I think is, Diola made a very valid point when she said he probably just fell out of love. That could also happen to the woman. For all you know, he could be reacting to the woman and blaming himself. Maybe, for example, the woman doesn't have the time. I mean, with 4 children, she won't have the time to pay him the kind of attention that he needs.
What is he doing about that? Does she have help? A woman, not just 4 children, is it easy?
Nobody is making the woman guilty.
Exactly. If that's what I said,
they can fix it.
Uncle Jimmy.
If that's the issue, it can be fixed.
Uncle Jimmy, when the woman is... You know, a lot of people, because they think, women are supposed to raise the children, even when they fall sick after giving birth, all those postpartum things, especially this part of the world, nobody thinks it happens to black women. And then when they get touchy or they are focused, you don't know what is inside here. And it starts to play out. And then the man will give the woman space, go and take care of the children. While you are giving the woman space, other things are coming in. You are giving her space because you think she's the one who is supposed to take care of that child. So you stop dating her. And when I'm saying dating, I'm not talking about you have to take... dating her. You stop complimenting her. You give her room to go and take care of the children. And while you are giving her room to take care of that, of that child or the children, the space becomes wider. And then, all these physical things, you've also given them room. And then the physical becomes wider and wider.
Let's go to the master so we don't end up in fisticuffs here.
Okay.
Let's go to the master. The master says, and that's Antibome says that. Antibome, good morning, no. Say Ritiwa. The Amala should be hot. See, it sounds as if your marriage has been in trouble from day one. And you're seeking light relief and an escape from the reality of your life. Maybe he married the wrong person. In the process, you're making yourself and your wife miserable. It's a good thing that you know what you're doing is wrong, but as the various talks you've had with each other haven't worked, it's time to make the one decision you've so far been avoiding, and that is whether to continue in a marriage that isn't working or to walk away. Okay? It's obvious you don't want to hurt your wife, but the way things are between both of you, it's now unavoidable. If you leave, she'll be hurt. But if you stay, chances are that your philandering would make her resentful and hateful. If your reasons for getting married no longer hold true, if your reasons for getting married, everybody has a reason. So if your reason for getting married no longer holds true, then you must face the fact that it's over and you must find the courage to tell your wife. The children needn't suffer if this is handled with a lot of caution. Because I don't believe that a couple should stay in a marriage because of the children.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I'd rather they be separated, have a very nice arrangement, because it has happened. It has happened. Mm-hmm. If you can no longer tolerate each other, what are you going to do? I've seen couples where the man talks to the woman through notes. He says, "Go and give to your mommy. Go and give to your mommy. The man give this to your daddy and this to that." Sorry, it happened to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said you are whispering. Motilo. Kosi. You can't be talking with me through notes now.
Oh, okay.
We are co-tenants in here.
People who have mouths like you. I don't want water. Thank you. People who have mouths like you. Where the chips are down, you'll be helpless.
Amen.
Don't give, bribe me with water. I'm your phone. Okay. This has become a bit uncomfortable, as you can see. Some of us are fiddling with our phones, you know, concentrating.
I have a name. If you want to talk to me, talk to me straight. Talk to me direct. You don't say I'm full ground.
I didn't call your name. We are going to open up our line 07 0700 993 993 993, and we are going to open up the other line, alternate line 01465 7190, for our female callers. Okay, so that puts paid to that. Let's quickly go to another one. I still have about five.
Yeah.
Okay. Adanze says, "I can't stay faithful to just one man." That's what they call them. She says, "I can't remember."
Tag.
Adanze said, "I can't remember when I've had only one boyfriend. I've always two times. At times having three relationships at a go." "The men do it all the time, and if my lovers don't know about each other, where is the harm?" Says, "I've now met a very responsible man, and we are talking marriage. I need to change my ways, but I have no clue as to how to stay faithful to just one man. Any pointers?" If that's the way she's built, that's the way she's built.
No. She can get help.
What kind of help?
Yeah, there are counselors, therapists. So this is a mental conditioning. She's been conditioned. It's not because she is impossible. It's just like people who have other mental conditioning issues. She can be helped.
I hope you realize there that. There are people. I hope like you this. Realize that.
She can be helped.
It might not necessarily be a sex thing. It might not be nymphomania. It could be that, for example, income stream. She needs more than one income stream. Can you get help for that? Are you going to balance?
Yeah, you can. So it's that's why I say it's a mind conditioning. You condition yourself to think that I must get income from three men. So how about we rechannel your focus to how you can make income yourself and how you can be content with what you have. So the root problem is lack of contentment. Not just that she can't stay with one person.
What do you think
what of a woman who is rich? She has the money,
but she can't. Yes.
So it's not about. In fact, she can even sponsor the men, but she says it that one man can't be enough for her.
But why?
And that is part of the reason she decided not to get married, because she doesn't want to get married,
commit herself to you, and then when you find out that she's with someone else, it becomes upset. A problem. Mm. Yes. She has the money, and she says it. One man can't be enough for her.
So she decided she wouldn't get married.
Which is fair. Uh-huh. That's very fair.
Okay, when you say one man is not enough, fair enough. I know the way that works. But would it be just a sexual thing, or it might not even be any of that?
In this case,
maybe it's just a thrill.
Yeah, most times it's a thrill now. It's the excitement, you know.
It's a back gamble, but you see, now that she's saying, help me out, why can't you just sack the other two and keep to one?
And now, because look, here we are just suggesting it might be the income from them. We don't know what it is exactly. It is.
She should be true to herself. If she knows she can't, then don't marry that person. That's simple.
But society.
No, she can marry him.
She has to choose her battles now. You can't have.
But there are some countries. Correct me if I'm wrong. Where legally you can have more than one husband. I know there was one where you can have various husbands, but you stay in your own home. In their traditional setting, the man who visits puts his spear in front. So whilst they are whistling down the road. Once you get spare day there, okay, you turn back. You come back another day.
I have to go and research on that.
No, there you go.
No, there are cultures
where a man can have.
Oh, they have multiple husbands. Yes. There are cultures.
Yes.
Cultures.
This one, I can't remember. I think it's Central Africa. You know, you put your. When you are there.
I have
there,
to go and read more.
I'm going to bring it out.
If my spear is red, you put your red spear there. When
territory.
When the blue is
Philip
coming.
Philip is whistling down the road. What it doesn't say is that what happens if you put a spear there and you're not there. You put it down the road where even the woman cannot see it.
Okay, here it is. 5 places where women have more than one husband. Uh-huh. Okay, I hear that in fact, even in Nigeria, Irigwe of Northern Nigeria, women have traditionally acquired numerous spouses called co-husbands. There's also in India, Kenya, China, South America, other places.
I'm sure that's a place you would love to live.
Me?
Yes, that's a place me, I would love to live.
I didn't want to mention your home because I didn't know how you would react.
Let's break status quo.
Now that you have said this. Our lines are open, 0700-993. Let me pick that call, please.
Okay.
Dear me. Hello, good morning.
She's gone.
Hello, morning. Morning. Okay. Morning. Morning. Can you turn off your radio, please? Let's pick another call. Please, when you're calling, call from a quiet place. Switch off your radio. You can't call and hear yourself, so we don't get a feedback. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Aga, how are you?
Fine, sir. Wemo, good morning.
Good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, all I had to say this morning, thank you. You've tried for us. To be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. I'm still begging these people in authority to listen to you for God's sake. Please, I'm begging you, my brother. Don't give up.
Okay, thank you.
Wemo?
Yes, sir.
Uncle Kube, that your Kube, I want to give you something additional to that. Called Ikuku Amanonya.
No, you know what? The one way you go, give and finish, you end up in your house. Thank you.
What?
It's about 7:30 that we can take a break now, can't we?
Yeah, we have someone.
Okay, so we'll take a break. Do you have someone online?
Yes.
Oh, okay, hello, morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is Stanley Ohiwori. I'm just calling to appreciate you.
Thank you very much,
first time ever since you've been on the program.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless
you. And I appreciate Wemi more for her dexterity.
Thank you very much.
God bless you all.
Thank you very much, sir.
And God bless Nigeria Ifo.
Amen, 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 amen. That's a nice one. Nice prayer for me in the morning. I feel elated.
Hey.
You know, I'm happy. Don't eye me now. It's not my fault. Okay, I think we need to take a break now. Yeah. We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Don't Touch That Dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
Hey, put a spotlight on me. Now let me tell you this. I used to care for the world's opinion. And I used to fear their rejection.
Or more, I used to beg for validation.
And I used to wait to be seen. But now,
No more.
No more.
No more.
Because my time.
My time.
My time.
My own time is now. So what are you waiting for?
I'm still Malta. Be your best.
Hey, put a spotlight on me. Now let me tell you this. I used to care for the world's opinion.
And I used to fear their rejection.
Or more, I used to beg for validation.
And I used to wait to be seen.
But now, no more.
No more.
No more.
Because my time.
My time.
My time.
My own time is now. So what are you waiting for?
I'm still Malta. Be your best.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Dissi.
Yeah, you're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Dissu. Today is Wednesday. Today is Dear Bumi Day, and this program is brought to you by Amstel Malta. Okay? So, yes, so in conclusion, you believe they should, they need to have a discussion, and if it's not working, it should tell the wife. So what kind of arrangement would work after that? He would have to... Should he leave the house or should she live with the children?
Uncle Jim, this is not America.
I never said it was.
Because the man, if the man, this particular man that has eyes outside, Totilo Junta. Yeah, what do you
is mean? There any man you know that doesn't have a Junita?
There are men that don't.
Name one.
There are men.
Name one.
If I name one now, you attack me. Who told you that?
Name one. You can name me. Excuse me. What do you mean? I take exception to this for you. Even your air was too shrill. Name one.
Uncle Jimmy, okay, I name you.
Why do you have to No, you see, there's look, one thing I'm happy about is that he's actually being honest about it. He's ready to talk about it. So at least this split, they'll be able to sit down and, you know, have a meeting of minds as to how to go forward. But he's gonna have a hell lot of bills to pay at some point. Because this is the way I think he might go. He tells the wife, how's he going to handle the four children? He's going to be paying a lot of bills. She's not going to be assisting him the way she was when they were together, most likely.
A lot of men who leave their wives and families don't pay child support. Most of them just leave and they don't pay.
Yeah, but now they have Lagos State to contend with.
No,
I tell the woman. Legbagbe law.
Most often, I handle a lot of these cases. They don't pay.
A lot of the women themselves are reluctant to do the needful. Do you know how many women have said, hop in the car, let me take you to sector, what do they call it, in secretariat. A lot of them are reluctant.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm telling you,
so-called stigma. If you can put your foot in the door in those women in the Ministry of Justice together, the man will pay every kobo that needs to be paid.
Co-work, Ben, yes.
He works.
No.
I've seen it work. Say something.
I'm on her side.
It's not a matter of size. Two of you can't be just because I'm a man. Two of you will combine. That's not what we are talking about. You can't just say
Jimmy,
no.
It doesn't work.
No.
You know one of the things the law does. I told you I handle a lot of these cases. I pass them on to lawyers. We work together on several. What the court ends up doing is ask the man, how much do you think you can give her? Had said to a woman that he can only afford to give her 5,000 naira per month for 3 children. And the court said, oh, yeah, now that's what he can afford. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. It doesn't work like that. And before you even get that 5,000 naira, if he doesn't pay, you go back to court. It's stressful. It's not that...
There are two different things. There's the court during divorce proceedings But there's also, if you approach the ministry itself,
it's arbitration. They do arbitration. They can't make it compulsory. It's arbitration. They do.
So are you saying that all women are now bound to suffering once their husbands leave them?
Most of them.
And because while they were having children, most also don't have anything doing for themselves.
Yes.
And so when that happens.
Okay, we'll leave our lines. Oh, my
look
God.
Can we start?
Let's pick some. Hello, morning. Hello. I'd like one from the female line, though.
Yeah, that's a female one.
Okay, hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
This is my... Oh, no, this
Malara,
is... Malara.
Yes, I just want to buttress Wamimo's point. Remember the last job I did for Lagos State, customary calling. These men don't pay.
Mm.
They don't pay. And even if they want to, maybe somewhere along the line something happens, the court will just say that's what he has. That's what he can afford.
Hmm.
So it falls on the women. The responsibility falls on the women most time to look after their children.
How can't the courts enforce something that is reasonable for him to pay? I mean, can't we have penalties for those who don't pay?
What sort of penalty?
Elle du saint one.
Okay, and then you won't get any money again. Maybe he has remarried. The one he has left at home, he won't get any money. Oh, I beg. It doesn't work that way.
So wait, Malala. So let's now assume that our women need to be prepared for the inevitable. That's what we're looking at, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Women need some financial power, financial strength.
Mm.
Don't just go into marriage and say you're a full housewife.
Mm.
Find something doing. Make some income. You need money.
Mm. Malala, will you join me next week? 9 o'clock, dear Bumi. Is that a deal?
I'm coming across the water.
I know.
I will.
Okay, fine. So we have you next week. All right. Good. That's Amolara. We love you. The teacher we honored.
Hello.
About ego. Yes, hello. Morning.
Good morning. I want to contribute to the program.
Please go on. Hello.
The line is bad.
Okay, let me take one more caller, then we'll go to the next.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah.
My name is David.
Yes.
And I want to just quickly correct what Mamim was saying about how these things work. In reality, the man cannot just say, I want to pay 5,000, and the judge will say, okay, we are paying.
Okay.
You also look, if the defendant has a lawyer who knows his or her onions, they will take into cognizance what that man earns.
His income.
You can't say that you're a senior manager in a bank. No, no way. These things work, and good lawyers will get the best value judgment for their clients.
Mm.
It just depends on who is representing. And in most cases, people like that you mentioned are being represented by those quack lawyers in Lagos State government. Because an actually good lawyer, then it wouldn't be a problem.
Are you a lawyer, sir?
Yes.
I thought as much.
Hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I do not agree.
Fellow, but you go and meet him outside.
Emil, agree, because it's what I know. If you say you can, even if you have a good lawyer that then says, okay, you earn 20,000 naira a month, give this woman 8,000, how much does it take to raise a child?
Hey, but listen.
The woman has to fill in the shortfall.
One second, please.
Is that fair?
One second, please.
Yes,
we are
sir.
Not talking about what is fair. We are talking about what is doable and practicable.
But the
if
the
a man,
supposed
one
to be
second
fair.
Now, if a man earns, like the lawyer said, you're going to be looking at, you look at his income stream and maybe knock off one third or something like that. You're going to look at his income stream.
So where should the woman get the balance from to pay fees and pay hospital bills and put food
on
the table?
She also should have known that when she was having children. That's the reality.
So she
because
has, if
she's
living, she has children
because
now.
If she's living with the man, they will be facing the same problem.
But it's her fault she has the children now, huh?
Doctor, but this is not a man-woman thing. It's just a thing of how would I put it, of reality. It's not a man versus woman thingy.
I just think because of things like this.
You have to speak up, please.
Because of things like this that might come up or happen, the best thing is to, like I always say, have maybe at most two. So if anything happens, you can pull one here, and while you are struggling, you only have one here.
Yes.
If you want to meet anybody to help you, the person you are probably going to meet probably has one or two. If you carry 10 children there, the person will be wondering, I want to help you, I have only one. Where do you want me to start with this? So maybe even before the marriage, the couple should sit down. Well, it's not because we are planning for any misfortune to happen, but the world is part of life.
You need to be prepared.
I don't know. I can't plan anybody's family for them. But
I think that the issue of number of children is a 50-50 responsibility. But in reality, the woman takes 60-70%. Even if a man is insistent, even if he's insisting on whatever, you can use what we call wisdom. What we call wisdom on the street to say that my delay long. And that is why at times like that, women usually spring a surprise. Our mothers, when you think all is down, our fathers will tell you, when you think all is down, they can refer to our mothers who would have put something away for a rainy day. So it's not enough for you to say that we both had four children and therefore. You know, men, they're real close, they're real responsible, whatever. It's not as much as that of a woman.
Because they were not trained to be responsible.
No, so. Because that's the way it is.
No, that's not how they are made. That's not how they are made. That's how they are raised.
Look, no, listen. There is something about being a woman and a mother.
Yes, I agree.
It is not replicated. In fact, it is not even replicated amongst other women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know. I agree.
There is something about being a mother that bestows an extra responsibility on you by nature, even amongst animals.
Same for men and dads.
But you see, Uncle Jimmy, the way the world is going, you prune yourself here, prune yourself there. So, it's the mother, but now there are men who, like when we were growing up, it's only the women that will carry the children. A while back, a few years back, when I see men carrying children, it used to be...
You think they want to kidnap
It used to be strange.
Carrying children so how?
It used to be the women that will be carrying the child, doing this, doing that. Now you see men doing it. It's not because...
How far back are you going? Because I carried my children.
That was your time. It wasn't common now. It wasn't common.
I've never thought of it that way.
It wasn't common. Your time. It was always the women taking care of the children. If you are going anywhere, it's the women that must be watching over the kids. The men are just...
I think that let's be honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Nature has made it such that the females, even amongst the animals, like the chickens, the dogs, the whatever.
Yes.
If you watch a lot of Animal Kingdom, all these videos, you find that it's the females that...
What I'm now saying is that you prune yourself. Okay, maybe it's a woman, but you too, step up. That's the same way you said women should also work. In the olden days, it used to be the men that were the suppliers of the funds. But as time went on, women too stepped up.
You see, if you study very well, even at that, the men... You see, women in those days covered the... let me use a common word, the shame of their husbands.
Yes.
You will still find that at the deep moment, the man late at night will be begging the woman, bo mila chedi. I had an uncle, for example, we didn't know. Papa will always be telling mama that, na liele me. I say, it was the woman that owned the house.
What you are talking about,
you know, a woman has to be... My bottom line is that a woman has to be industrious and a lot. She has to.
And be a good manager.
Yes.
We agree. Please appreciate the ones that are like that.
May I know what caused you to breathe the way you did?
Because I don't agree.
All right.
We'll
have that argument another time. Let me move. Why don't you agree, self?
Why is it only in Africa that we believe that women are natural nurturers of babies? Women have womb and they can have babies. Mombo, you asked me to talk. Women have womb.
Okay, I no longer want you to talk.
No, this one I've started.
This one she has started. She must finish.
I must finish. There are women who are not natural nurturers. And there are men who are natural nurturers.
Of course,
there's one more, but there isn't. There isn't a nature bestowed on women. Nature bestowed on certain humans to be natural nurturers. They could be men or women. But in our society, when you find a man who's a natural nurturer who loves to be around children, to cater to the house, to clean and cook, we put them in a box and say this is less of a man. If you have a woman who doesn't like to do those things, she's less of a woman.
No. I don't know. In my own circles where I operate, it doesn't happen that way.
You are in a special, special society.
Go for it. I use that to intimidate her.
You see this one. The females have more natural bonding with children than men. Lies, wrong.
No, it's that even in animals.
No, that's not true.
Abba.
It's not true. Okay, look at Western countries. How come men take care of their babies
even
there?
Even in Western countries,
women
have a because the child in the first instance comes out from the woman, not from the man.
That happens because she has to breastfeed the child. That's why she's compulsively has to be there.
That is where the action starts from.
It's not just the feeding. You're talking about in terms of feeding a child. Nurturing is more than breastfeeding a child.
No, we didn't. Come on.
The women... I don't know if it is nature. I don't know.
In the animal kingdom, you can see.
That's why I was using the word prune. The men will also have to step up. It is.
We are not talking about
the mothers.
We are talking about the way nature has made it such that. And I think it just stands to reason. Since over and above every other thing, the child comes out from the woman. Don't forget. Even
that is pointing
forget,
at me.
Yes, don't forget that even in this man and woman thing we are talking about, it is not a guarantee that it is a man that has a baby. Yes.
What are you saying?
Yes. There's no guarantee that the man that is even doing, there is no guarantee until we do a DNA.
Your phone lines are buzzing. You want to go?
I need to call Auntie Bumi here.
I'll make the call for you.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. You picked a call from the female line.
Before
I
call.
Wanted to make a confession. My name is.
Sorry, ma'am.
I've been enjoying the discussion. But let me say to you, both of you are right. Human being is made up of nature and nurture. Naturally, women are created to be mothers. But the reality is that I like. The two of you are making the same statement that you are doing it in a negative way.
Okay.
Yes, women are meant to nurture. That men can be nurtured to get involved. And that is what, when you talk about.
Oh, it's a pity we are breaking.
Everything. You don't want to go to that extra.
Yes. Okay. I think we have a fair idea of what you're saying. I wish I could call. I don't want to call Mrs. Fasha. No, should I call her?
Call her now.
No, she would never everything. I don't want to call Debu Mia that she's busy waiting for us to come and eat Amala. Okay, let's go to another one. Hey, this woman will fire me today. This one says he shows little remorse for his betrayal. Do we have time? A few months ago, I discovered my husband of 15 years was having a torrid affair with another woman. What's a torrid affair?
Let's ask Google.
Yeah, torrid. I want to know what it is because I don't know. In all honesty, I don't know what a torrid affair is. I only found out by accident when I came across photos of both of them naked.
Torrid means very hot and dry.
Hot and dry.
Yeah, okay. It also means in British, full of difficulty.
No, let's go with the hot and dry. That one is sweeter. So, see, I only came across the photo of them naked on his mobile phone. He swears they didn't have whatever and that the relationship is over. I don't believe that. If two of you are taking photographs naked, what is left? But he says, he wants me to put it out of my head and move on, but I can't. The trust between us is gone and I keep accusing him of cheating. He says if he's accused of it, he might as well do it.
Stop the way that they do.
He has, you see, This is the way it works.
Mm. Uh-huh. Tell me.
You
how
caught
it works.
Him at it. You saw the photograph. Mm-hmm. You called it a torrid affair. Hot and dry.
Mm-hmm.
The man, he swore that he didn't do anything. Mm. They only took photographs naked. That's all. Then, and he says that, so he said, okay, maybe no, please move on. And she says, no. And that the trust between them, oh, did he trust that he wouldn't have another person in the very first instance? Is that how it works?
Some people do.
Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Like who?
Uncle Jimmy. I don't live with everybody.
Like, give you an example of somebody, of a woman, you know, who trusts that her husband can never have another woman. Give an example. And if there is none, you say there is none.
Sir, can you...
Wait, let her give an example. Wait.
Okay, let me see.
Let me see. Think well. There's a low-hanging fruit.
Where?
Where you sleep tonight. There's a low-hanging fruit. Anyway, sorry, you wanted to say something?
No,
but,
never mind.
But why can't she get this out of her head? Talking seriously now.
That her partner is cheating
on her? Yeah, her partner is cheating on her, yes.
Why is she supposed to get it out of her head? Is it
that? No, not why she's supposed. You all you need to say is that she's not supposed to. Don't ask me.
No, she
again.
Can't. Like, it's not
I said, why can't she get it out of her head? You ask me.
Is she supposed to?
How am I supposed to know? All you need to do is to tell me.
If the tables were turned, would you get it out of your head?
That the tables are not turned.
No, we are turning it.
We are not turning it.
Okay, the white is turned. We have turned it.
Uncle Jimmy.
The cat do not turn.
If the tables were.
Philip, grab the mic. Sit down there. Where is he? He's behind the pillar. Philip, he's not here.
He's right there.
Who drove him out?
He's hiding over there.
You know, no. Listen. Let the audience come to my rescue. I no longer want to do 50-50. I'll call a friend. Let's take the next call from a male line.
Okay.
Did you get it out of her head? From a male line.
Oh yeah, no.
Nobody is calling. It is 9:50.
Yes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Very quickly, I have just a minute to go.
I
miss that one. What a pity. Yes, morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Ojare. Yes.
I'm sure I can enjoy this program.
I've enjoyed it myself, but the two of them, they have me. I'm like a sandwich now.
Mm.
So I was listening to Wemima when she was talking about she does not accept women being the sole nurturer or something like that.
Mm. Mm.
So then I wanted to put a question to her. Why is it that in divorce cases, why is it that they normally give the children to women? Except if they found out that maybe the woman is doing drugs or things like that.
Yeah,
maybe
okay. Quickly. Because we have just 1 minute. Okay, Wemima will answer you and then we got to go.
It's because of our society. Women have been conditioned. That's what I'm saying. There's a societal thing. In Western countries, men also tend their children. Women tend nurture babies because the baby has to feed when the baby is born. So she has to breastfeed and stuff.
Okay.
That's it. It's just a natural...
Okay.
If the baby is young, I mean, and men are not taught to cook. The baby will die of hunger.
Maybe you have a point there because, you know, some men also, they're envious of their babies.
Mm.
When that happens. Diola, thank you very much for coming. This one that you look at. You still haven't given us the example. Next time you come here, it will be the very first question I will ask from you.
I'll be ready.
Example.
You'll get your answer. You
will call me later tonight. Uncle Jimmy, she had got a talent. What she like for me? Uncle Jimmy, see what they have done? They've locked me out of the house. Thank you very much, Diola. It's always nice having you.
I need to read one comment here.
Very quickly, it's look nice. At the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one is from Abbas Akinsonya on YouTube. It says, as far back as 2012, my mother-in-law and my friends were looking at me strangely when I asked to take care of my four-month-old daughter when my wife traveled for masters. You see, conditional. We don't think a man can handle a four-month-old
baby.
But he did it.
I've handled babies before. I handled all my children, so I don't know what's
happening. No, I know that they're right. I'm saying it's not example. Common.
I'm not. Don't let us give Philip a bad example. He has just got to start any minute from now. all right, I got to go. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you very much, Wemima,
for
always being here for me. And Diola, one more time, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
My regards to Mommy. Hi, she's 71 now.
No, she's still 71 in March.
She's 71 in March. Okay, I just want to remember the issue of cake and so on and so forth. So that's where we leave it. I'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow it appears as if I'll do a solo run. We don't have a guest. So enjoy yourself. The Takers will be here any minute from now. Take 2 comes in. I think she's already there. Take 1 will still be at the gate, rushing to get through the door. So see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Bye.
Hey, put this 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.